Hey friends, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host Katie, and this is episode 161, where I'm going to help you navigate a menu. I know when you're out to eat, when you're in social situations with other people, sometimes making a decision around food can feel really overwhelming and really stressful, especially if you're at a point in your life where you're really trying to not turn back to dieting and you're working towards a more intuitive approach. I'm going to give you 5 quick tips that you can implement this week to help you feel more stressed and more in control of your life, especially when it comes to food. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. It's 2008, little high school sophomore Katie is sitting at a table with all these super cool seniors and my now husband, Joey, for prom. All the girls have their nails did, the fake spray tans. Oh, not even spray tans then. It was all about the real tans back then. Hair done, beautiful dresses. The guys are in their Nike Air Force, all white sneakers and pinstripe suits. And we're placing our dinner menu. Or dinner order, right? We're sitting around the table. It's a fancy restaurant, or at least in our eyes it was in high school. And all the girls naturally order soup, salad, chicken, grilled chicken, right? And then they get to Abby, okay? Now, Abby is also a sophomore dating a senior, right? So we're kind of like not the cool kids in the room. We are blessed to be with this older crowd, right? And what does Abby order? She ordered ribs. She ordered a rack of ribs on prom night. Now, this is what, 10 years ago? I don't even know. How old am I? I will never forget that moment. I will never forget just the mixed thoughts I had around that situation. My initial reaction was horror, right? I was like jaw dropped and just, I cannot believe that she is ordering ribs. And so judgy, and how would she order something so messy and so fatty and so, right? All these different thoughts in my head, judging her order. But then there was a part of me, right? I never forgot that moment. And I always thought about it, you know, as years went on. And there was a part of me that also envied her. I thought, oh my gosh, how can she have the confidence to just order what she wanted on the menu, regardless of what everyone else in the room was ordering, regardless of what everyone else in the room was going to think, what they were going to say, because that was what she wanted in the moment. That's what she wanted. And that's what she ate. So maybe you're like me and you want to be like Abby, right? And when you're working through this letting go of this diet mentality, it can be really stressful in those situations, especially social situations, right? Some of the things that might run through your head are, what are these other people going to think? What are they going to think about my plate? What are they going to think about me? What are they going to think if I order this? What if I don't order this? How many calories are on that? You know, so many thoughts can run through our head. And then you've got this pressure, right? Of you're trying to engage in conversation, but then also trying to navigate a menu. It can feel like a lot. I'll never forget when I was working through, you know, kind of my own disordered eating, and I went out to dinner with Joey, and I can't remember if we ordered something to split or if he ordered a salad. Regardless, I did not order the salad. I was trying to actually eat what I want, and I ordered, I don't know, it was something with probably some sort of sandwich and fries, and they immediately brought me the salad. Instead, they brought me the salad and they brought Joey the fries because I was the woman, right? Like, that is so stereotypical. And I remember in that moment just feeling so like almost panic and kind of like, oh my gosh, well, maybe I should have ordered the salad. Why didn't I order that? And oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed that, like, obviously I shouldn't be eating the fries, right? And it can cause this downward spiral. So today what I want to do is I want to give you 5 quick tips to help you navigate a menu while you're working through your intuitive eating journey. Before we dig into today's episode, I wanted to give you just a little nudge, just a little friendly reminder to hit that subscribe button. Now, episodes are released every Monday. And why do you want to be subscribed? Well, you want to know when an episode goes live. You want to try to listen to it on a Monday because I will often announce discount codes, giveaways, whatever, the latest and greatest. You are my pod squad and I will take care of you. So hit that subscribe button. If you feel so compelled, leave us a review. Let us know what you think, because remember, this podcast is for you. Tip number one is for my planners. Now, I understand that this may not always be possible, but when you know that you're going to go out to eat and maybe you know your tendencies that mealtimes in social settings can be stressful, maybe review the menu beforehand. Now, in the past, I would have given you, diet tips and hacks on how to hack the menu to eat the least amount of calories, but I want you to think about it from a different perspective. If you know ahead of time, let's say Tuesday, that you're going out to eat with friends at a special place on a Friday, well, take some time to look at the menu when you're in a good headspace, when you can take some time to review through the menu, think about things, because I don't know about you, but when you're out to eat with other people, you're not only trying to hold up a conversation, but you're also trying to look at the menu, and sometimes that can just feel really overwhelming. So if you can take some time to process some of that beforehand, it's just going to make when you're in the moment that much easier. Tip number two, ask yourself, how hungry am I? So are you meal hungry where you really need a large portion or, something heavier? Or do you just need a snack? Maybe you ate more throughout the day and you're just not quite as hungry. That simple question can provide so much insight to figuring out what to eat. Tip number three, after you've identified how hungry you are, whether you just need a meal or you need, something smaller, like snackish, ask yourself what sounds good. Now, you can bring a variety of, adjectives into this when you're describing what sounds good. Maybe it's the temperature. Are you in the mood for something that is hot, like a soup if it's been cold out, or maybe you want something colder that feels more refreshing on your tongue? What about taste? Do you want something sweet, maybe something savory? And then lastly, volume. I kind of touched on this based on your hunger levels, but do you want something that's a little bit heavier, right? That kind of will feel different in your stomach? Or maybe you've had an upset stomach all day and you need something that's a little bit lighter or that you're familiar with that you know will be easily digested. The fourth tip is to ask yourself, what's my energy level? Now, maybe this is more etiquette, but when we're thinking about stress and anxiety around food in those social situations, I think it's an important area to recognize. So for example, I kind of hate eating chicken wings in public because I am just a mess. I don't know how to eat them. I always leave meat on the bones. Like, I'm just very weird at eating chicken wings. And so I know I'm much more aware of what other people are thinking in this. Not that I really care, but sometimes I just don't have the energy for it. I don't have the energy to have the conversations about why I'm leaving meat on the chicken bone, like all these different things, right? Or maybe there's just a certain food that you're just not ready to eat that, right? Like, let's say it's loaded fries, right? Like, maybe for you that just seems like too fearful of a food that you're like, I just don't want to go there in public. Not here right now. This isn't the time to push that boundary, and recognize that that's okay too. Remember, the point of this, the point of asking these questions is really just to check in with your body, to check in with your brain, to check in with these other different areas and not just the voice inside of your head that's telling you, eat this, not that. This is good. This is bad, right? You're kind of a detective and you're starting to think about these other different areas to help you come to a decision around food. The last tip I'll leave you with today is to ask yourself, how do I want to feel after this meal and how long do I need this to last me? For example, we were in Ireland not a few months ago. We're in the middle of a pandemic. I wish I was in Ireland a few months ago, but a few years ago. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, these fish and chips sound so good. I haven't had a real, fried fish and chips, which is their version of French fries, since I've been here. And I really wanted it. That sounded good. You know, the temperature, the volume sounded good. But then I also thought, oh, we're going hiking. And I know how eating a plate full of fried fish and fried potatoes might just feel in my stomach. Probably is not going to make me feel my best when I'm going out for a hike and we're going to be really active. And maybe I might enjoy that more at dinner later this evening when I can sit back, enjoy it, wash it down with a cold beer. Like, then I wouldn't choose it. So I hope this makes sense as you're putting these things together and recognizing that even just asking one of these questions is going to help you to feel more connected with your body and therefore more trusted with your body. Continue to celebrate your small wins, because I know in the moment, at this time, while they may seem insignificant, one day you're going to look back and you are going to be amazed at how far you've come with healing your relationship with food. You can do this. You got this. I believe in you. And remember, I'm always just a DM, an email away, so feel free to reach out on Instagram at FitFriendsHappyHour or join our Facebook page. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes to join our Facebook page. And it's a great space to connect and just interact with other women who are going through your same situation. But I do want to give a little reminder for those of you who are joining the Facebook group. There's like a little survey that I would really love if you filled out, because it has some really important questions to help us get to know you better. Like, what's your dream job? What's your favorite food? Where would you travel? Like, things that we really need to know. Like, we're fit friends. We got to know these things about each other.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.